This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. '90s and more, Max FM. It was on this day back in 2011, 14 years ago, that Snapchat was born. Social media app turning 14 years old today. I would have never imagined that it's that old because I've only been on it for about 3 years. Not that I'm the first to take the new stuff or anything. As of right now, there's 469 million daily users on the platform.
Girl, don't cry and tell me nothing's wrong. Girl, we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM. Max FM.
Distance. just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
There's REM, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I just read a headline, and I'm going to have to dig a little deeper to find out if this is actually true. Headline said that a man purchased a plot of land in a rural area back in the early 90s and apparently was making the payments for the taxes and stuff since that time, but never really went there after he bought it, returned to the land and found someone had built a home on that land. I gotta verify if this is true. There's so many made-up stories now on social media. I'll check on it. I'll let you know. Pat Benatar now.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battle.
Oh, safe and sound.
Hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
Till you spend half your life just
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I did a little research and discovered, yes, it is true. A man owned a property, some vacant land that he bought in 1991, and the property was sold in 2023 fraudulently. There was a fraud based out of, I guess it was South Africa, where someone forged the man's power of attorney and sold his land on him for $350,000. A developer bought the land, ended up building a $1.5 million home on the property. Eventually, there was a settlement in 2024. I'm just wondering how that all works, because that's a lot of confusion right there. Maybe just for me, but goodness.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I'm here with Nicole Gronsky from Bright Star Care with your Bright Star Care Minute. Nicole, what do you think the biggest myth is in home care?
The amount of time it takes to provide high quality in-home care. Most of our clients receive between 3 and 6 hours of care per day. That is the advantage of one-on-one support. Our caregivers can come in, make sure your mom or dad, aunt or uncle have good meals, can get to their appointments, and have someone to remind them to get their medications and get them showered safely with less time, because all we're focused on is them. Being able to age in place means they don't have to suffer the fear and stress of moving from the home they built and love, and the opportunity to build lasting relationships with someone who sees you regularly enriches the lives of our clients. Our registered nurse oversight offers peace of mind to our clients and their families, and our Joint Commission accreditation is proof of our commitment to the highest standard of care.
Thank you, Nicole. This has been your Bright Star Care Minute with Nicole Gronsky. I'm David Grant.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL. Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple of pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We'll be right back.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Always live your life, never thinking of the future.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, another great offer, a fantabulous offer coming your way in our big deal store tomorrow. I'm going to tell you all about that in a moment. Eddie Money on Max FM.
I hate to sleep alone.
Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
So I have this idea. Tomorrow morning when you roll out of bed, the first thing you should do after you turn on 99.7 Max FM would be to go to maxfmbigdeals.com and get in on this incredible savings, an additional 15% off on top of the already discounted prices for certificates to great local businesses. And this is across the board. Every single certificate on the site is going to be 15% off, and there's no promo code required. Everyone that visits the site will have the chance to buy those certificates at an additional 15% off. So we're talking some pretty big savings. This is only while supplies last. Well, of course, well, we're not going to run out. Everything is available tomorrow. So get it while it's there, right? 15% off everything at maxfmbigdeals.com starting tomorrow.
Your future is built one step at a time. And at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy Mackesy, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and summery today with high spiking to the mid-80s. We put that on repeat for Wednesday as well. Thursday, little change. And for Friday, more clouds out there and chances for showers and thunderstorms. For the wet weekend, a windy one and slightly cooler, too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 81 degrees.
Maximum hits.